A2 Flyers Practice Test 1. Hello, this is the Cambridge English Flyers Listening Test 1, Part 1. Listen and look. There is one example.
I took this photo in the park last Sunday, Grandpa.
It's lovely. Are all these people your friends?
Most of them. The boy who's kicking the football is David.
He looks happy.
Yes, we all had a great time.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines.
Look at that girl!
The one with the orange helmet?
Yes, that's Helen. She's in my class at school.
What's she riding?
I think it's called a scooter. It's a lovely pink colour.
Who's that boy?
The one who's riding a bike?
No, not him. The one who's playing with the girl with curly hair.
Oh, that's Frank. He's my best friend.
That's nice.
Yes, we often go to the park together. Do you know this girl in purple?
Which girl?
Here, she's with her little dog.
Oh, I see. No, I don't know her.
She's called Emma. I love her red hair.
Do you know the girl who's playing football with David?
I'm not sure. I think it's Hetty. No, it's Betty.
Is she better at football than David?
Yes, she's very good. She plays in the school team. Can you see the boy in the red t-shirt?
Yes, he's playing with Emma.
That's Harry. He's her brother.
Does she always play with him?
Not always, but she's older, so she's looking after him.
Now listen to part one again.
Look at that girl!
The one with the orange helmet?
Yes, that's Helen. She's in my class at school.
What's she riding?
I think it's called a scooter. It's a lovely pink colour.
Who's that boy?
The one who's riding a bike?
No, not him. The one who's playing with the girl with curly hair.
Oh, that's Frank. He's my best friend.
That's nice.
Yes, we often go to the park together. Do you know this girl in purple?
Which girl?
Here, she's with her little dog.
Oh, I see. No, I don't know her.
She's called Emma. I love her red hair.
Do you know the girl who's playing football with David?
I'm not sure. I think it's Hetty. No, it's Betty.
Is she better at football than David?
Yes, she's very good. She plays in the school team. Can you see the boy in the red t-shirt?
Yes, he's playing with Emma.
That's Harry. He's her brother.
Does she always play with him?
Not always, But she's older, so she's looking after him.
That is the end of part one. Part two. Listen and look. There is one example.
Now, listen, boys and girls. I want to tell you about an interesting club here at school.
What is the club?
It's called the Geography Club. So it's all about geography. We meet every Wednesday.
What time?
After school at 4:30.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Is it like the geography lessons?
No, not really. I want it to be fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's something different each week, but the subjects are all about this part of the country.
Do you mean this town?
Not just this town, all the towns near here, and the rivers and the mountains.
Do we look at maps?
Yes, but we don't just look at them, we read them. Once a month, we have a map reading afternoon.
So, we sit and read a map?
No. If the weather is nice, you know, warm and not raining, we walk to an interesting place by following the map.
Oh, good. I love using maps. Perhaps we will get lost.
You can't get lost if you follow the map. Sometimes we walk a long way to Newton Castle.
Which castle?
Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N. It's a long way, but it's interesting.
Do we do map reading in winter?
Yes, but bring a torch. Torches are better than the light on your phone.
Now listen to part two again.
Is it like the geography lessons?
No, not really. I want it to be fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's something different each week, but the subjects are all about this part of the country.
Do you mean this town?
Not just this town, all the towns near here, and the rivers and the mountains.
Do we look at maps?
Yes, but we don't just look at them, we read them. Once a month, we have a map reading afternoon.
So, we sit and read a map?
No, if the weather is nice, you know, warm and not raining, we walk to an interesting place by following the map.
Oh, good. I love using maps. Perhaps we will get lost.
You can't get lost if you follow the map. Sometimes we walk a long way to Newton Castle.
Which castle?
Newton. N-E-W-T-O-N. It's a long way, but it's interesting.
Do we do map reading in winter?
Yes, but bring a torch. Torches are better than the light on your phone.
That is the end of part two. Part three. Listen. And look, there is one example. Where did Katie get each of these things?
I love your bedroom, Katie.
Thanks, Uncle.
Did it take a long time to collect all these things?
Well, I started when I was 6.
So where did the bracelet come from?
I got that when I was on holiday. I went with my parents to a market. Can you see the letter G? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Did you get the necklace in the same place?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. Oh, yes. I got the necklace from my parents many years ago. It was a birthday present, I think.
It's beautiful. I love the coloured stones. This butterfly is lovely. Did you buy this somewhere?
No, I found it. It was on a leaf. I was staying on a farm with my brother. We went out every day exploring.
Did you catch it in a net or something?
No, I just picked it up. It wasn't alive.
I love this flag. Is it the flag of a country?
I don't know. I got it at a football match. It was very expensive.
You went to a football match and bought the flag?
Well, no. I didn't buy it at the match. But there was a shop near the stadium. I bought it there.
I'm sure you got these shells on a beach. Were you on holiday?
Actually, I didn't find them on a beach.
Really?
No. I was walking through a forest, and I just saw them on the ground.
In a forest?
Yes. It's strange, isn't it? These are my favourite things.
The chopsticks. They're fun, aren't they? Can you use them?
No, I can't. I keep trying.
So where did you get them?
I went to a restaurant with my parents, and they gave us all a pair of chopsticks. They were very kind. My mother and father threw theirs away, but I'm going to keep mine forever. Now, listen to part 3 again.
Did you get the necklace in the same place?
No, I don't think so. I can't remember. Oh, yes. I got the necklace from my parents many years ago. It was a birthday present, I think.
It's beautiful. I love the coloured stones. This butterfly is lovely. Did you buy this somewhere?
No, I found it. It was on a leaf. I was staying on a farm with my brother. We went out every day exploring.
Did you catch it in a net or something?
No, I just picked it up. It wasn't alive.
I love this flag. Is it the flag of a country?
I don't know. I got it at a football match. It was very expensive.
You went to a football match and bought the flag?
Well, no. I didn't buy it at the match. But there was a shop near the stadium. I bought it there.
I'm sure you got these shells on a beach. Were you on holiday?
Actually, I didn't find them on a beach.
Really?
No. I was walking through a forest, and I just saw them on the ground.
In a forest?
Yes. It's strange, isn't it? These are my favourite things.
The chopsticks. They're fun, aren't they? Can you use them?
No, I can't. I keep trying.
So where did you get them?
I went to a restaurant with my parents, and they gave us all a pair of chopsticks. They were very kind. My mother and father threw theirs away, but I'm going to keep mine forever. That is the end of part three. Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. When is Michael going to visit the zoo?
Are you going to go to the zoo this week, Michael?
Yes, with my grandma and grandpa.
Which day are you going?
Well, they can't go during the week. So it has to be at the weekend.
It will be very busy on Sunday. Everyone goes to the zoo then.
I know. So we are going to go on Saturday, in the morning.
It will be quieter in the morning.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. How will they get there?
How are you going to get there?
I'm going to catch the train to my grandparents' house on Friday.
After school?
Yes, when school ends. I'm going to get a bus to the railway station.
But what about the zoo?
My grandparents live very close to the zoo. So we are going to go by taxi on Saturday morning.
Wow, taxi. That will be fun.
2. Which animal does he want to see the most?
Have you been to the zoo before?
I've been to a small zoo, but I've never been to this one.
What do you want to see there?
Well, my favourite animals are dinosaurs, but...
They are extinct.
Yes, so I can't see them. I quite like camels.
Oh no, they're horrible animals and they smell.
But my favourite is the octopus. It's such a silly animal with its 8 legs.
I don't think they have them at the zoo.
3. What should he take with him?
The weather's going to be very warm on Saturday.
Yes, Grandma told me. She said I should prepare for a hot day.
That's funny. What did she mean?
She wants me to wear a hat. But I haven't got a hat.
Well, you should take sunglasses. And put lots of sun stuff, cream, on your face.
4. How long are they going to stay at the zoo?
Are you going to stay there all day?
Grandpa said that we should have lunch there, but then we should leave in the early afternoon.
Is he worried about the traffic?
Yes, I think so. He says it's not too bad on Saturday, but we shouldn't stay more than 3 hours.
So you will be there from perhaps 10 to 1pm?
I think we will stay from 11 to 2, because Grandpa wants to have lunch there.
5. What will Michael buy at the zoo?
Are you going to buy presents for your family?
I don't think that my parents want anything from the zoo, but I'll get something for my baby sister.
What will you get her? What's her favourite animal?
I don't know. I hope that they have a set of wild animals. You know, lion and tiger and elephant. She loves playing with those kinds of things.
Yes, But they will be expensive.
My parents said that they will give me some money.
That's nice.
Well, she wanted to come, but she's ill, so she can't. She's very unhappy.
Now, listen to part four again. 1. How will they get there?
How are you going to get there?
I'm going to catch the train to my grandparents' house on Friday.
After school?
Yes, when school ends. I'm going to get a bus to the railway station.
But what about the zoo?
My grandparents live very close to the zoo, so we are going to go by taxi on Saturday morning.
Wow, taxi! That will be fun.
2. Which animal does he want to see the most?
Have you been to the zoo before?
I've been to a small zoo, but I've never been to this one.
What do you want to see there?
Well, my favourite animals are dinosaurs, but...
They are extinct.
Yes, so I can't see them. I quite like camels.
Oh no, they're horrible animals, and they smell.
But my favourite is the octopus. It's such a silly animal with its 8 legs.
I don't think they have them at the zoo.
3. What should he take with him?
The weather's going to be very warm on Saturday.
Yes, Grandma told me. She said I should prepare for a hot day.
That's funny. What did she mean?
She wants me to wear a hat. But I haven't got a hat.
Well, you should take sunglasses and put lots of sun stuff, cream, on your face.
4. How long are they going to stay at the zoo?
Are you going to stay there all day?
Grandpa said that we should have lunch there, but then we should leave in the early afternoon.
Is he worried about the traffic?
Yes, I think so. He says it's not too bad on Saturday, but we shouldn't stay more than 3 hours.
So you will be there from perhaps 10 to 1 p.m.
I think we will stay from 11 to 2, because Grandpa wants to have lunch there.
5. What will Michael buy at the zoo?
Are you going to buy presents for your family?
I don't think that my parents want anything from the zoo, but I'll get something for my baby sister.
What will you get her? What's her favourite animal?
I don't know. I hope that they have a set of wild animals. You know, lion and tiger and elephant. She loves playing with those kinds of things.
Yes, but they will be expensive.
My parents said that they will give me some money.
That's nice.
Well, she wanted to come, but she's ill, so she can't. She's very unhappy.
That is the end of part four. Part five. Listen and colour and write. There is one example.
I went to a lovely beach last Sunday. I made a picture of it. Look.
Oh, well, would you like to colour some of the picture?
Yes, I would. I'm in the middle with my sandcastle. Can I colour it yellow?
All right, but don't colour the flag.
Fine.
Can you see the yellow sandcastle? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
What else would you like me to colour?
How about the flag which is on top of the castle? You could make it a different colour.
OK. How about making that red?
Good idea. Use that colour. I'd like you to write something here, on the ice cream place, please.
OK. I hope I can spell it.
I'm sure you can.
OK. What do you want me to write on it?
Ice cream, of course.
OK. I'll write ice cream on it.
Three.
Can I do some more colouring? I'm quite good at it.
You are. The woman who's lying on the towel has got an umbrella.
This woman in the middle?
No, not her. The one who's on the left. There's a bird flying over her umbrella.
Oh, right. What colour shall I make it?
Blue, I think.
Four.
I'd like you to write something else now. Can you see the big umbrella in the middle is from a hotel?
Yes, that's from our hotel.
Okay. What was the name of your hotel?
It was called Sunny Hotel, because it is often sunny in that place.
Okay. So write Sunny in front of Hotel on the umbrella.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll write that now.
Thank you.
Five.
And perhaps you should colour one of the ice creams before we finish.
The ones in the ice cream shop?
No, I don't think so. Colour the one which the girl is holding. Can you see? She's eating it.
What colour?
What's your favourite kind of ice cream?
I love strawberry. So I'll colour it pink.
That's a good idea.
OK, there, I've finished.
Great!
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
What else would you like me to colour?
How about the flag which is on top of the castle? You could make it a different colour.
OK. How about making that red?
Good idea. Use that colour.
Two.
I'd like you to write something here, on the ice cream place, please.
OK. I hope I can spell it.
I'm sure you can.
OK. What do you want me to write on it?
Ice cream, of course.
OK. I'll write ice cream on it.
Three.
Can I do some more colouring? I'm quite good at it.
You are. The woman who's lying on the towel has got an umbrella.
This woman in the middle?
No, not her. The one who's on the left. There's a bird flying over her umbrella.
Oh, right. What colour shall I make it?
Blue, I think.
Four.
I'd like you to write something else now. Can you see the big umbrella in the middle is from a hotel?
Yes, that's from our hotel.
Okay. What was the name of your hotel?
It was called Sunny Hotel, because it is often sunny in that place.
Okay. So write Sunny in front of hotel on the umbrella.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll write that now.
Thank you.
Five.
And perhaps you should colour one of the ice creams before we finish.
The ones in the ice cream shop?
No, I don't think so. Colour the one which the girl is holding. Can you see? She's eating it.
What colour?
What's your favourite kind of ice cream?
I love strawberry. So I'll colour it pink.
That's a good idea.
Okay, there, I've finished.
Great!
That is the end of the Flyers listening test.